You do address the question of moral empire and liberal war in one of your chapters. I'm particularly interested in your take on just war. I'm not sure anyone really cares about it in the outer world. Oh,
Right.
Obama, liberals, conservatives, who cares about just war?
Well, all manner of paradoxes about this, though. The early Christian church was pacifist. Love your enemies, do good to those who persecute you, turn the other cheek, and all that. They didn't have any trouble interpreting what that meant. But in the 4th century, of course, this starts to turn the other way. And the political line, the political story, of course, is that Christianity became, first it was tolerated in the empire, and then in 311, and then by 381, it's actually the official religion of the empire. And so you just have a vast sea change in the politics of the situation, where it becomes a kind of department of state and has some responsibility for conducting war morally or not. And yet that's not the theological line. Just war comes theologically, the argument is the one that Augustine makes. Faced with the fact of attacks upon the innocent, the command not to kill must give way to the command of love, interpreted as the duty to protect the innocent. So that's the basis of so-called just war theory. It's Augustine's principle that the command of love compels us to prevent the slaughter of innocents. All that casuistry that builds up over the centuries afterwards about what the principles are and how they relate to each other and so on, that's all just sort of superstructure on an argument about what it means to take seriously the command of love. I mean, Augustine himself still didn't believe that self-defense passed muster. If it's just self-defense, well, no, you can't claim that as a moral warrant for slaying someone else. But he does take very seriously the moral responsibility to protect people who are innocent, vulnerable, poor, and the like. And so the whole just war theory comes out of that. It starts with the presumption that on Christian lines, it's almost impossible to justify going to war. I mean, the gospel is just overwhelming in its predisposition against violence. But if the Augustinian principle is in play, and no, we do have a moral responsibility to the vulnerable, then you have larger sort of considerations about, well, then what would they be? And what would it take? And what are the circumstances on which something truly is a last resort, or is a proportional response, or is declared by a legitimate authority, etc.? So you get all these principles that come down. And incidentally, they apply to the decision to go into war, and then there's another whole parallel set. It's the same principles, but applied differently to now to the conduct of war. The terrible paradox about this is that, just war theory, if you actually read it, it's a very stringent, very well thought out series of tests that delegitimizes, virtually all going to war. John Howard Yoder wrote a book, the great American Mennonite pacifist theologian, wrote a book called When War is Unjust. And this was, it was sort of a plea on his part as someone who belongs to a peace church pacifist tradition, saying, and the argument was to lay out to an audience beyond his normal audience to sort of amplify how stringent the tests are of just war. Basically, the argument was that he wished that the churches that claimed they followed just war theory actually did. If they did, all of history would be different. But the fact is, it so often doesn't work that way. Just the mere fact that there is such a thing as just war, people invoke it. People who've never actually read it or allow it to judge them, they just sort of invoke it as some sort of blessing for the next war they want to go off and fight. That is the terrible paradox and really tragedy of this whole subject.